can I encourage some of the, or all the children to come up front? I need at least 7 children, and children that like unwrapping presents. Okay? I'm not going to let you keep the presents. So if you're somebody who likes unwrapping presents, please come to the front now. It'd be great. That's it. Right. We'll take that one. One for you. One for you. Don't unwrap them yet. Don't take them away. You go, some catch. How many got left? Okay, if you haven't got a present, don't take one. Sit. Okay. One of you? Yeah. Okay, so those of you who haven't got presents, if you just like to sit down there, that'd be great. Rest of you, do you want to stand in a line? Those who've got presents, that's it. Okay, we've got a bin here. Earlier on, the people at the refreshments were saying, where's the bin gone? So I got it. Okay, so we've got a bin there, and we've got a thing here. Okay, so now, what are we doing? What is the gift? So before you unwrap the presents, I want you to try and work out what you think is inside there. So have a go, have a feel. You do this at home with your presents? Try and work out what you've been given. Is it a diamond ring? Or socks? Something like that. Okay, let's see what you think you got. Okay, so we've got to remember what you think you got. What do you think it is? You're not sure. Okay. Can you say that again?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure, okay. That's not, have a guess. I'm trying to remember what they are. Have a guess.
Clothes?
Clothes? What sort of clothes do you think it might be?
Socks.
You think it might be socks, okay. So remember, think it might be socks, yep.
Some sort of blankets, maybe?
Blankets,
yeah,
okay.
I have no idea what it is.
Oh, go and have a guess.
Box.
It's in a box, okay. Shake it. Not sure? Okay. What do you
Socks
think?
Socks or pants?
What, pants, okay. Well, maybe pants, yeah, okay. What do you think yours is?
It feels like a shoe. It
feels like a shoe?
Yeah.
That's strange. What do you get, a shoe? Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, have a guess. Feel it, Alice. Come on, feel it up. You think it's a box? Okay. What sort of box do you think it might be? Okay. Do you know what yours might be?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Someone else want to have a feel of this one? See, might guess what it is? No? Okay. Well, do you want to just try and see what you think it might be?
I think it's a book.
You think it's a book. Okay. Right. So remember that one. Okay. Let's have a go at unwrapping. So do you want to unwrap yours first? What did you say yours was? Socks, okay, let's see if you're right. Is she right?
Yeah.
Yay, they're socks. Okay, now. Now the question is, is this a present you want to keep or bin? Okay, so treasure it goes on here, or bin it goes on there. Now let's just hold up the socks. So they're an odd pair. Do you want to hold that a second? And there are holes in them as well, so. Okay, so to shout out if you want to bin it, shout bin it. If you want to treasure it, shout treasure it. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Bin it!
What do they say?
Bin it.
Bin it, okay, then throw it in the bin then. That's it. You must put the wrapping paper in the bin as well. You're going tidying up and doing it at the same time, it's fantastic. Okay, right, well done, you got that. Do you want to sit down now? Well done, you got that right. Now, what did you say yours was?
I think it's like a blanket.
You think it's a blanket?
Yeah,
okay.
Or clothes. Yeah.
You're hedging now.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Drum roll. Nope. Oh. Now, this is why I say you can take the presents home, because this belongs to my daughter. Okay, so you went right. Okay, so the question is, bin it or treasure it?
I treasure it.
You treasure it. Okay, do you want to shout out 1, 2, 3?
Treasure it!
Okay, do you want to put it on there then, please? I'm glad about that. Okay, does it stand up? No, okay. Right, now you didn't know what this was, did you? No, okay. To be fair, this is quite a hard one to guess. Drum roll. Ah! It's a box of sweets in a container. Right, okay, so you think it's a bin this or treasure it?
Treasure it.
Treasure it, okay. We don't know how old the sweets are. Okay, shout treasure it or bin it. One,
treasure
two.
Treasure it!
Okay, the children are shouting, the parents are going quite quiet. Okay, so that's right, everyone wants. Right, bin it or treasure it?
Treasure it!
Okay, we'll put it there. Okay. You might be able to have some of those later on, if I'm nice. Okay, now what did you say yours was?
Pants.
You thought yours was pants. Very confident about this. Okay, drum roll. Oh. So,
gloves.
What are they?
Gloves.
Gloves, okay, look. Nice pair of gloves. These were actually left in church 2 weeks ago, so they're yours. See me afterwards. Okay, now, do you think we should bin this or treasure these?
Bin it.
You think you should bin it? Okay. Right, so let's try it. One, two, three, what do you think?
Treasure it!
Well, sure. Try that again. One, two, three.
Treasure it!
Well, as I don't know who they are, so I'll put treasure it for now. But okay, so sit down. Right, now what did you say this was? Sorry?
I don't know it.
No, you said something earlier on, didn't you? You said it was a shoe earlier on. You're backing back on that now?
I don't.
Okay, well, let's. It's a bit embarrassing now. Okay, let's drum roll.
Oh, that's correct.
And what is it?
A shoe.
It is a shoe.
Yay.
Right, now, it's only one shoe. Do you think we should bin it or treasure it?
Bin it.
Bin it, okay.
It's not useful.
So, okay, so you, good point. Okay, let's one, two, three, shout out.
Bin it!
I think that's fairly unanimous. Throw that in there then. It is a broken shoe, so no. Okay, you sit down. Now, have you got any other ideas, Alice, what you think yours is? No? Oh, okay, right. Okay, drum roll then. What is it? Do you want to tell everyone what it is?
Egg box.
Okay, are there any eggs in it? Big question.
No.
No, it's empty. Okay. Okay, so do we think it should bin this or treasure it? What do you think?
Bin it.
You think bin it. Okay, one, two, three.
Bin it!
Okay, throw it in the bin. Well done. Now, someone said this was a book. Okay, so let's see if that's right. Do you want to drum roll again? Well, good. Okay, do you want to hold it up? That's it. Well done. Hold it up high. Ooh. It is a book. Yes. Okay, fantastic. So, should we bin this or treasure it?
Treasure it.
I think we're going to treasure it. So, shall we? Oops. There you go. Should we go and put it up over there? Do you want to put it on those ones? Okay. So some presents we want to treasure, and some we want to bin, probably. Especially if they're dirty socks or an old egg box or something like that. I'll put this down for a moment. Now, in our reading, particularly the very dramatic reading that we had earlier on, is the microphone working? Yes, sorry. Particularly the very dramatic reading earlier on we had, was about Mary, and Mary, an angel appeared to Mary. Do you remember Ewan, the red-headed angel? with the actor's voice. the angel appeared to Mary and said, look, Mary, you're going to have a gift. You're going to have a baby. That would have been quite shocking to Mary because she hadn't done anything you need to do to have a baby. So this is very strange to her. And normally when you find out you're going to have a baby, you don't know anything about the baby, do you? You might find out that you're pregnant, but you don't know if the baby's going to be a boy or a girl or how many babies you're going to have. One, two, 20? No, you probably won't have 20. But the angel tells Mary what's inside the present. It's actually, she's the wrapping, if you like. What's inside her? He tells her what it's all about. And we're going to think very quickly about what those things are, about this present that was given to Mary. And actually, it's a present or gift that's given to all of us. And the first thing he says that is, what's in the present? It's a baby. Now, we know later on that this is God come to be a baby. God come to be a human being. That's amazing, isn't it? That's incredible. And that's the powerful Christmas message. Mike earlier on was saying that, you know, when he was at university, he thought it was all rubbish and all gobbledygook and everything else. But then he came to realize it was real and true. And what does it mean if it's real and true that God became a baby? Can anyone remember what's the publicity theme is from the Church of England this year? It's follow the star, calm and bright. Now, do you know where the phrase calm and bright comes from? We did some carol services at the Sailors Church on Friday, and we had two services, about 120 people in total came along. And I asked the question, do you know where the phrase calm and bright comes from? And only one person knew. It was Natasha, if some of you know who she is. Now, do you know where it comes from? Anyone that wasn't at the Sailors Church? Anyone know? You actually sang it, only the last carol. It comes in a Silent Night. So the Silent Night, the first line is, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. So calm and bright, that's where they got the idea from, for calm and bright. And the idea of calm and bright fits in with what Mike was saying earlier on. Mike was saying that when he became a Christian, that through his life for the last 40, however many years, he's known a peace from God because he started following Jesus and had a relationship with God. A calmness, if you like, and a brightness in life. So how does the Christmas story help us to have this calmness and brightness? Well, firstly, the fact that God becomes a baby says a lot. It says the words in John's Gospel, the last reading we had, it says the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He became a human being. And that says that if God becomes a human being, then that means that human beings really matter. They're really valuable. You don't bin them, you treasure them. And so when you know the Christmas story and you believe the Christmas story to be true, that God became human, then you realize how much we as human beings really matter. That we are truly made in the image of God's. That we are valuable to be treasured. That means you should treat other human beings, even the ones that annoy you, as valuable and treasured. But it also means you know that you are valued and treasured. And if you are valued and treasured, you know that you matter. And that can give you a calmness and a peace through life. The second thing the angel says is that this baby that's to be born is going to be the Son of the Most High. He's going to be the Son of God. God comes to be with us to show that he relates to us, he identifies with us, but he comes as God. Jesus was God, and he showed that by the miracles he did and ultimately by rising from the dead. Now, I've messed up here because I've forgotten something. I've got another present over here. Someone want to rip open the other present? Yeah. Okay, just take the top off. Okay, good. Brilliant. Let's try them in. So, first of all, we saw he's a baby. We've done that bit. God comes as a baby. Right, Toby, you'll take the white thing out there? You want to take the white thing out? That's it. Do you know, what is that? Do you know? Not yet. What is that?
Candle.
It's a candle. Brilliant. Do you want to hold it up so everyone can see? It's a candle. In the reading from John, it says that Jesus is the light from heaven, the light of lights. Mike talked about how when you look at the stars, it made him realize how God created the universe and how we're a sort of tiny part of that, but God still loves us. And Jesus comes and shows us what God is really like. Because he comes as God with us. And so when we look at Jesus, we can know the truth about the world. We can know the truth about our Maker and who we are. It says in John again, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We can know our Maker, more than know him in the sense of understanding the knowledge stuff, we can relate to him. Again, Mike talked about that, didn't he, when he talked about his life, that It became more, instead of religion, it became relationship with God. You could pray to God and ask him for a wife in the shower. Not in the shower, straight away. Now, God doesn't always answer our prayers because he knows what's best for us. Sometimes it's not right to have what we think we want, whether it's a wife or a Rolls Royce or whatever. God knows what's best, but we can talk to him. We can share our problems with him. And when we know we can know God, we can know our Maker, and he's above and beyond everything else, again, that gives us a peace and a calmness. It says in the Bible, to pray to God at all times and all places, and the peace beyond understanding will be given to us. How do we stay calm and bright? We know that God came and showed himself to us in Jesus. Right, last one. Do you want to pull out what was in here now? What's the last thing?
Crown.
A crown. Okay, do you want to hold it up? Yeah, do you want to stand up and hold it up? And hold it up now. Yeah, really high. There you go, it's a crown. Okay. The other thing the angel says to Mary is that this baby is going to be a king. He's going to be a leader. He's going to be take on David's throne, Jacob's throne. He's going to have a rule over a kingdom that lasts forever and ever. Okay, thank you very much, Alice. Give you a chance. And do we want Jesus to be our king? Can that help us find calmness and brightness? Sometimes we think we want to do our own thing and go our own way and ignore God as king and Jesus as king. And actually, most of us do live that way, at least some of the time. But when we truly learn to follow Jesus, then we can find that calmness and that peace through life. In Psalm 23, one of the most famous psalms, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." And the idea of shepherd is the idea of God as king. It's often, the words shepherd and king are often used together. Because a shepherd leads their sheep, and he leads the sheep to good places, good pastures, good places to good food and so on. And Jesus leads us through life to the right good ways of life, and the good places in life, and the good things in life. And so if we want to find calmness and brightness in life, we need to follow Jesus as King, be led by him the right way, the way ultimately leads to eternal life with God forevermore. And we know that that's the way we're going. When we're following God, we can know the calmness and brightness that comes. So, what are you going to do with that gift? The gift of the baby that shows us that God has come and lived among us, that we matter to God, we're valued, we're treasured. With the gift that is the light of the world, God with us, able to show us what the world is really about, what God is really about, how much he loves us and cares for us, and to accept him as our ruler, as our leader, as our shepherd through life. What are we going to do with that gift? Are we going to bin it or treasure it? Hopefully treasure it, because that's the way we find peace and calmness. In the new year, we're going to start a series of talks here during our services at St. Luke's and at St. George's called Spirituality for Dark Times. We know that January can be a tough time for people. I mean, Christmas can be a tough time for people, but January even more so. Apparently, the 20th of January is called Blue Monday. It's when people are most depressed and most fed up and most poor and so on. But actually, spirituality, when it means connecting with Jesus, connecting with God, can help us to go through life, to find calmness and brightness in the dark times, in the difficult times. And so, if you're not a regular at church, can I really encourage you to come and join us, not just for Christmas, but in the new year. We're going to start on the 12th of January with this series for about 8 weeks. We're going to look at those psalms like, "The Lord is my shepherd," and see how we can connect with God and find peace and calmness.